This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this evening's Live Feed, we feature the Winona Municipal Band, week 6 of their summer 2012 concerts. Director Myron Hogg guides the band as they play songs by Franco Cicerini, The Big Cage by Carl King, Sky is Waiting from Sam Hazo, The Blue Goose Rag from Raymond Birch, Klezmer Music with a Foreword by Dr. Frank Burris, Clarinet Candy by Leroy Anderson, Theme from Summer of 42 by Michelle Legrand, Hail to the Spirit of Liberty from John Philip Sousa, and A Chorus Line Spectacular. You're listening to The Live Feed.
We're going to open this evening with a symphonic fanfare written in 2009 by Franco Cicerini. He's actually Swiss, so the symphonic fanfare.
Thank you.
We would next like to play for you a circus march written by the great Carl King. This march, he wrote many marches for the circus for different occasions. This one he actually dedicated to a good friend of his who happened to be the lion tamer, Clyde Beatty, which I guess is why this goes so fast. Here's called The Big Cage by Carl King. So have you all been watching the Olympics? We have at our house. Yes, yes. A lot of dreams are made. A lot of dreams are shattered. Lots of dreams in life. Lots of dreams in life. And probably the one dream that goes back farther than any is the dream of flight. Man's ability to leave the ground, even for a moment or two. The song we are going to play is by Sam Hazel. It's entitled Sky is Waiting. And it is about that dream of taking off. And unfortunately, it does start with one of the first major air collisions crashes in history, that of Icarus from mythology crashing into the sea when he flies too close to the sun and the wax on the feathers on his arms all melts. That's how the song starts. That's one of the first dreams. It also talks about Orville and Wilbur Wright and their triumph and the continuation of that dream even now in the 21st century. Here is Sky is Waiting.
Thank you.
After something like that, we need to play something a little lighter, and you probably need to listen to something a little lighter. Here, this is from 1916. It's a rag entitled The Blue Goose Rag by Raymond Birch. We'll be right back. We are next going to play for you some klezmer music. For those of you who may not be familiar with what that is, it's actually a music form that it goes back to the late 15th and 16th centuries. It's been around that long. It does have its heritage in Eastern Europe, as well as the Jewish influence, although these are secular in nature. They were played for celebrations, weddings, but they were not part of the sacred texts. These are strictly secular. And we are just so fortunate to have with us a wonderful clarinet player, a really good representative of what this band is. This band is not a bunch of professional musicians. We're just people who love to play and get together, and we are so fortunate that we can do this every Wednesday during the summer. And without saying anything further, because yeah, I know he's going to talk and try to explain this a little bit, without any further ado, Dr. Frank Burris.
Just a couple words, I promise. These are two klezmer songs, but they're actually from Yiddish tradition, very much so. The first one is called Vilna Vilna. It's a very reminiscent song about Vilnius, Lithuania, which had a huge Jewish ghetto. I'm not sure when it was written, but it was written by a couple of gentlemen, Olshanetsky and Wolson, I think after the war. And the second one is a Frelick, which is a dance song, Romania, Romania. It tries to remember, this goes back centuries, the traditions of Romanian Jews, and talks about a whole lot of different things in the lyrics, which we aren't going to say tonight. These were arranged by Eric Richards, who came here for a three-day workshop at Winona State, courtesy of Rich McDonald, one of the teachers there. And music by Mr. Richards was performed by every large group at Winona State. And this is a band piece he wrote. He was formerly the arranger for the United States Army Field Band. And I was over there talking to him. And he said for almost 20 years he played in the Jewish band. He was one of the two goys or Gentiles that was in it, so he was steeped much in the Jewish tradition, hence this is his work. And so, you know, it's hard to sum up what Jewish tradition is, but I think the best way is when the Gentile is asking the Jewish fellow, "So why is it you Jewish people always answer a question with a question? So why not?" And the last thing to say is, thank you very much, Myron Haug, for continuing the tradition after Richard Linner went into retirement, and very, very deservedly so. We're very appreciative that he is taking the helm and doing the job that he is and sweating as much as he does.
The great thing about this band, it's not just one clarinet who can do that. We've got a whole section who's able to do that. And so we are going to feature them right now with a great Leroy Anderson tune from 1962. Here is Clarinet Candy. Written in 1971 for the movie by the same title, here's the theme from the summer of 42 by Michel Legrand. On the 4th of July in 1900, over in Paris, there was a special dedication of a monument, the Lafayette Monument, which was a gift from the American children to the citizens of France. And who should be there but John Philip Sousa, of course. He was there, and for that occasion, he wrote Hail to the Spirit of Liberty. It just so happens that it was this same march that was played in 1986 when they rededicated the Statue of Liberty here in the United States. So now, we won't be doing the marching either that John Sousa did when they were in Paris. They marched after they played this. We won't do that. It's just been a little warm night. So anyway, here, Hail to the Spirit of Liberty by John Philip Sousa. In 1975, a chorus line opened on Broadway, and it held the record as being the longest running show on Broadway until Cats and the Phantom of the Opera came along. It's a wonderful musical. And it includes some of the classics from the 1970s. It includes I Hope I Get It, At the Ballet, I Can Do That, Nothing, One, and What I Did for Love. Here is a chorus line spectacular.
Thank you.
all so much for being here. We'll be here for the next two Wednesdays. That's all we have left. Special thank you again to Dr. Frank Burris. Thank you to the folks at Merchants Bank also for the water. Some of us really appreciate that. So thank you, everyone. Please remember to buckle up, drive safely. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much to Myron Hogg and the Winona Municipal Band for filling our summers with great music. Tune in next week Friday to hear week 7 of the Winona Municipal Band's Summer 2012 Concert Series. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.